From a clinical point of view, what's been seen with these agents in terms of side effects and toxicity, both alone as well as with azacitidine?
The HDAC inhibitors as a class tend to induce, again, very significant asthenia if the dose is pushed. And that's really the limiting factor. Even at the FDA-approved dose schedule of vorinostat for cutaneous T-cell lymphomas, patients are really, really fatigued. Many of them have kind of the usual things with some nausea and stuff like that. But that's the biggest thing. Many of them have QT issues. The one that's gotten the most attention is romidepsin, which used to be called dexypeptide. And for a while, it was thought to be quite cardiac toxic. But in fact, that's probably not true. But certainly, there are EKG changes that need to be monitored. And that seems to be a bit of a class effect. So again, you know, obviously, it depends on how you combine them. I think with our combination with entinostat, the side effect profile does not appear to be very significantly different than azacitidine alone at the doses of entinostat that we're administering, which are quite low doses. But of course, you know, it's going to require the randomized phase 2 to really be able to compare AEs between the two arms. Now, Dr. Silverman from Mount Sinai at ASCO showed a really interesting phase 1 study of azacitidine with vorinostat. And again, to the extent that you can extrapolate response data from a phase 1 study, he had some very hot response data, I think, with that combination. But I would say that his toxicity profile looked pretty significant with that combination at the higher doses, and he was unable to give multiple cycles of the higher dose combinations.
And what was the rate-limiting toxicity?
Again, mostly asthenia, severe fatigue.
And anything in terms of the type of fatigue, you know, you hear that a lot with all different kinds of biologic agents in terms of how you see sort of the pathophysiology, what's going on.
It's interesting. That's not really been investigated in terms of whether there's a TNF kind of thing or, you know, whether it's cytokine mediated or whether it's a direct muscle effect. But it's clearly a very profound total body tiredness. And I think the pathophysiology there is really not understood yet.
Anything you can do other than stop the drug or...
A dose reduce, obviously.
Dose reduce, but any supportive care measures that help at all?
You know, we would usually do the normal things like make sure that their hemoglobin is high enough and that they're not infected and things like that, make sure their electrolytes are replaced.